The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank with you. We were speaking earlier, and we've established that in your time in Singapore, Manisha, you have never had youtiao.
I haven't lived, have I?
Okay. You've definitely had a churro before.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine a youtiao is like a Chinese fried churro, but a longer version, bigger, nicer.
Oh, that sounds even better.
Crispier, hot, fresh, straight from the deep fryer. It's great if you've got a bowl of porridge, you cut it up into little pieces and you put it inside porridge. Tastes nice, a little bit soggy, but you know, still got that hot flavor, right? In Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, you know, sometimes it's... I grew up calling it youtiao kueh. But it's also known as youtiao. But would you eat youtiao if it's been pre-packed with some rather unique flavors?
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's going to come out straight from the fryer, no?
It's, well, there has been a lot of innovation, mm-hmm. I meant, as well as information about sort of classic snacks that started from a fryer and have now something more convenient in a bag. That you
so a youtiao snack then for breakfast?
Sounds
maybe.
Tempting.
Okay.
I'm tempted.
Well, Inspired Snacks has come up with youtiao chips in soy milk with coconut and sweet and spicy flavor.
Oh, that
flavor.
Sounds fantastic.
So I see you're sold on this, but I really like to know what's the inspiration behind youtiao chips. I mean, how did it come about? It's going against my childhood here, but I'm very excited. In the studio with us, we have Audrey Chu as well as Bandana Kaur. They are co-founders of Inspired Snacks. Audrey, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Bandana, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the studio. Tell us a little bit about Inspired Snacks to start us off. Audrey?
Inspired Snacks is founded by Bandana and myself. I mean, we both have family businesses that are very good at what they do. So I'm a fourth generation hawker. I think making youtiao is in my blood. We've been making youtiao for decades and we really, really know youtiao. And Bandana works for her company called Foodish Gourmet. So they produce cakes and pastries, ice cream. So we wanted to do what we do best, but better. So we elevated this very simple youtiao, which is a heritage item in Singapore. And we wanted to innovate. So we baked it and we put some flavors to it. And then we started to let our friends try it and we had really, really great feedback. And we felt that, okay, this could be the snack that could disrupt the snack market. It embodies the character of Singapore and also it's great tasting, you know.
So then based on that, based on the taste, you've offered two unique flavors and you've actually brought a couple of packets into the studio as well for us to see. You've got soy milk with coconut and sweet and spicy flavor for the snacks. I'm always intrigued like this. How did you come up with those flavors? Because there are so many to choose from.
Yeah, so we tried to find something that was a natural fit to the product. So the soya, a lot of Singaporeans might be familiar. I think it's the tou chiang youtiao.
Yes.
So you actually dip it in the soya bean. It's a very throwback breakfast.
I know. I put mine in coffee, but yeah, soy milk, soybean milk.
You can do that. So we wanted to find a way to embody that flavor into the youtiao. It's kind of a natural fit. And then the sweet and spicy is also a throwback on our childhoods, the tapioca chips. I'm sure you're familiar with that. So we tried to bring that in. So the whole inspiration of the brand was to find a way to make these nostalgic food, heritage and snacks and find a way to make it modern, give it like a modern twist so the next generation can enjoy.
But Bandana, how do you go from having the idea for the flavour to actually coming up with the essence of the flavour? Because, I mean, your family's in this food production side of things. What goes into the R&D to actually create this snack?
Quite a lot. So we thought it was pretty simple. You know, you chop it up, bake it, flavor it. How hard could it possibly be? It's taken us a year to get here to be finally production ready.
Okay.
And even then, it's been a challenge because, first of all, when you make a snack, you have to think of flavor as one, shelf life is another. So as you said, it's from the fryer, but that you have to eat instantly. How do we put it in a bag? How does it sit on the shelf for like 6 to 9 months? It still tastes good, not oily, and all of that. So the real process was first modifying the recipe of the youtiao to make it more stable, and then figuring out like, do we bake it, air fry it, deep fry it, and how that, and then the application. So is it a paste? Is it a powder? Is it infused and all of that? So we experimented. On the back, we says we did 1,000 or something iterations, not a lie. We actually ate a lot of youtiao in the past 1 year. But yeah, that's kind of the process. Very much an R&D in the kitchen, two of us.
You mentioned a year to be production ready. So when was this youtiao snack, so these inspired snacks, officially launched?
last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
So we're less than a week old.
Congratulations on that. How has the take-up been so far? I know it's a very short time frame.
Pretty good. We've got a lot of like online traction.
Okay.
A lot of people asking us questions, wondering what it tastes like. We started selling online, and so we've got quite a few online orders that have already come in. So pretty good. People are very intrigued, interested. I think the market is very primed for such snacks. Maybe like the past 3 years, people are very keen to try more innovation, more fun stuff.
How much does it go for a packet?
So one is $6.90, and then the offer is 2 for $12, and we offer free delivery in Singapore.
I'm calculating, if I buy 2 normal youtiao, it's the equivalent of how many youtiao. Actually, it's quite worth it. Plus, the delivery is quite worth it.
2 for $12, free delivery island-wide.
Yeah, I think it's
so
okay.
It can go
it's
wrong.
Not bad.
Audrey, let's take it to you. You come from this family, and you said that you've got the hawker thing is in your blood.
Yeah.
But could you ever imagine yourself in any other career? Was this always it for you?
No, actually, I had a career before this. So I worked for 10 years in commodities. I spent 5 years in Singapore and 5 years in China, where, you know, we were dealing with things like iron ore and coal.
That's completely different.
It is. It is. So I came back in 2017, and then I looked at what I could best utilize my strengths in. And then I realized it was my family's business that I had a chance to revolutionize. And my father is getting on his age, right? I mean, so I decided to give it a shot. And I think at that time it was very scary because it was totally doing something that I wasn't sure of. I don't even know how to start a factory, buy machines, you know, hire workers. I have no experience. So it was really taking a leap of faith and taking a bet on myself, taking a bet on the market. And I think in the last 2 years, it has been really phenomenal. You know, we've seen how our business has grown. Because it was a hawker before, right? You had a pot, a board, and then just 2 people inside. But now we supply to a lot of people in Singapore. And I think I could not imagine myself in any other career. Because I wake up every day knowing that I live to my potential to the fullest.
Oh, I'm very inspired. So inspired by that.
And you both are still part of your family business, right? I mean, Audrey, you with Utah Man,
yep.
And Banana, you're with Food Edge. So you have to juggle your family business and Inspired Snacks as well.
Yep.
Both of you, as we established, you branched out from your family businesses and set up this snack company. Bandana, let's begin with you. Did you, and then Audrey, I want to hear from you as well. Did you get any resistance from the family? Did anybody say, I mean, what's wrong with you? You've got a perfectly good business running here. Why are you branching out to do something else?
I think yes and no. Yes, because especially from my dad, he's also an entrepreneur. So he was very excited. It's obviously innovative and it's something that he understood.
Did he try to get in on it? Because he's an entrepreneur as well.
He helped us a lot with the manufacturing, but he was very good about letting us do this on our own. But of course, the question was that it's a very competitive space. You know, snacks are very trendy. It comes and goes. It's not as sustainable as some other kinds of businesses. So that was an interesting conversation. Like, is it something worth spending this much money? And it does cost a lot of money to be in a retailer, to do packaging and stuff. But we decided that, so with full family blessing for me, at least.
What about you, Audrey?
I think when we just started this idea, it was quite hard to get buy-in because it's Youtiao chips, right? Come on, it's the first in the world. It's never been done. And people always say, if it's never been done, what makes you so sure it can be done? But I think a lot of great things are done by people who took a risk, people who believed, put a bet on an idea and won big. So when I tried to pitch this idea, we have a bit of resistance. But now that my family has seen how well it's gone, they've really been happy for me. And I do think businesses must have their eyes on the trend, on the market. So things are changing these days. I think things are moving pretty quickly. Businesses need to innovate, collaborate, and then look within themselves, look for their strengths and amplify it.
Yeah, only taking a risk can be good. Elliot?
I want to be a typical Singaporean and ask, from here, because you've got good online traction, what's the process like from here if you wanted to get this on, you know, like normal store shelves where it's easy for people to just walk in and buy? How challenging is that?
It's pretty challenging. So the good thing is that a lot of retailers are very, very much open to made in Singapore snacks. They have a special section for it and all of that. But the upfront costs are quite a lot. So you have things like shelving fee, listing fees. These are like just the upfront fixed costs. And then, of course, you have to give a commission on every bag. So the
it's more worthwhile to sell it at, was it $6.90, is it?
Yep. Right.
And include delivery than to put it on a shelf.
At the beginning, yes, maybe. And then, of course, when you work with a retailer, cash flow is not very flexible as well, right? They have payment terms and stuff. So we start with this. But the retailers have footprint, right? If I put it in a 7-Eleven or an NTUC, I get a lot of eyeballs. So we're also at that crossroads. We're trying to figure out what is the next step. Like, do we go big into the retailers? Do we go slowly, small? So.
Oh, you do so well that 7-Eleven comes to you and say, hey, we'll offer you a good deal.
Yeah, you never know. Audrey, as someone who has experienced, I mean, for goodness sake, you moved from the commodity space into the sort of family F&B business. You've learned a lot about business, I'm sure, along the way. There is so much, and we talked about innovation just a second ago, there is so much innovation. Like, you've got the likes of the online marketplaces.
Yep.
And then you have a huge opportunity there, because do you envisage, guys, that, you know, you might join up on online? Because now there's a whole other market out there, maybe not just in Singapore.
Our snack, eventually, we hope to put it into the export market. It's a very unique snack, represents Singapore. And I think that there could be a lot of buy-in from the Asian countries. Like, you know what Elliot say, youtiao, if you know youtiao as youtiao, you could also know it as churros. So it has quite a lot of capacity to grow, and it's quite a snack that people understand and they recognize all over the world.
Audrey Chiu and Bandana Kaur, co-founders of Inspired Snacks, in the studio with us. Just touching a little bit back on your family business background, were you allowed to tap into the contacts that you had there? Was there any apprehension from, you know, people in the family business? Because it was 1 year of production work, trial and error, before this came out.
I think for me, the good thing is that everybody understood that if the snack did well, the family business would also do well, right?
Because, so they see it as a,
because we manufacture
sort of
it. Sure. So the support was good in that. And it was finding a way to utilize the stuff we already had in the family business to make the snack. So it was a bit of re-engineering as well. So yeah, it was good. I mean, they understand.
Audrey, ingredient supplier. Did that make things a lot easier? You can tap into contacts there, perhaps?
I think I wouldn't put it so much as a way of tapping into contacts.
Sure.
I think they're very willing to help us. They see our growth. I mean, some customers have been with us ever since we were hawkers.
Sure.
And they've seen our growth, and they're really, really sincerely happy for us, because they grew They grew with us over the years, and they're very pleased to see that a young person has taken over the business, has done what they do and better, and bring it to a different, totally new arena, right? So no more manufacturing, we go into snacks. So they've been really supportive.
And I noticed that there are actually competitions run in Singapore for designing snacks. Have you been involved in any of them?
Yeah, so we were just taking part in this competition called Snack Genius. And we were top 5 in the savoury category.
Out of how many? Must be tons.
20, I think.
Oh, well, not bad.
That's not bad. What's the future of Inspired Snacks? What's next after UTL? Can there be something next after UTL?
I'm sure.
Oh, I like that look. Very good.
I get the idea. They're already thinking of something.
Very good. Audrey Chiu and Bandana Kaur, co-founders of Inspired Snacks, in the studio with us. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you,
ladies. Thank you for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.